Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time and the Memorial of Saint Monica. Today's theme, being Christian means being in community. We cannot be true Christians, truly Christ-like, if we are not in community with other believers. This means more than going to Mass, although worshiping God with others is an important aspect of it. It means being active in relationships with other believers. Community means journeying together on the path to heaven. In our first reading today from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, look at how St. Paul preached the good news to the Thessalonians. We were determined to share with you our very selves. While Paul and his evangelism team visited Thessalonica, they entered into relationships with the people. As I tell people when I travel for speaking engagements, a stranger is a friend I haven't met yet. We are friends because we belong to the same community of believers. Come, let us journey together. I like to treat every interaction as an actual personal relationship. To do anything less is to be unlike Christ. Paul lists what community is not, meaning what's contrary to Christian relationships. In holy relationships, there's no deceit or impure motives or trickery, no ear tickling with polite or flattering words, no greed of any kind, no glory seeking. In contrast, the Pharisees, whom Jesus scolded in our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 through 26, did not understand community life. As blind guides, they missed the experience of interpersonal faith building. They fulfilled their religious obligations, but their hearts were filled with loot and lust, or plunder and self-indulgence. What's our loot? It's anything that we steal from others. Their dignity, their value, their time, their respect when we're not respectable. How are we self-indulgent? By forcing anything upon others for our own sake, our agendas, or our warped, lustful, codependent ideas of love. Jesus names the glue that bonds people into community, justice and mercy and fidelity. Since to be Christ-like means treating everyone with justice and mercy, instead of limiting it to those whom we like most, our community is far larger than our little circle of friends. How much of the community are you ignoring? How much farther can you extend your reach? In Good News Ministries, we continually provide opportunities that develop a sense of community through fellowshipping, sharing, volunteering, and supporting our work as champions of the cause. What are you doing with the community you see face-to-face at Mass? Whatever is lacking in our lives, whatever we've been asking God to provide that seems too slow in coming, whatever unmet needs we have, God gives it to us through and in community. Community is so important to God that He created us with a need for the experience. Faith practiced only by ourselves is very lonely and very exclusive.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.